and welcome to Prosody, WYEP's weekly show featuring the work of poets and writers. I'm Jan Beatty, and my guest tonight is the poet Peter Oresic. Peter Oresic is a poet, publisher, and professor. His new book, Warholorama, was published in 2008 by Carnegie Mellon University Press. His other books include four collections of poetry, Definitions by West End Press, published in 1990, Other Lives, Adastra Press, 1985, and American Peace, a long poem, published by Shadow Press in 1985, and The Story of Glass, West End Press, 1977. With Nick Coles, he edited two anthologies, For a Living, The Poetry of Work, University of Illinois Press, 1995, and Working Classics, Poems on Industrial Life, also by University of Illinois Press, 1990. Oresic also published an anthology with Ed Ochester entitled The Pittsburgh Book of Contemporary American Poetry, published by the University of Pittsburgh Press in 1993. Awards include fellowships from the Heinz Endowments and the Pennsylvania Council on the Arts. He is coordinator of the Chatham University Low Residency MFA program in creative writing. Hi, Peter.
Hi.
How are you?
Great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's great to have you. And I'm really excited about your new book, Warholorama. It just came out, so you're going to read and tell us about it.
Okay.
Okay.
Andy Warhol, for gods who must be crazy. Wow, watch Warhol catch lightning in a bottle in 1962. A Coca-Cola bottle, pop on pop. Lord have mercy. This slap-happy, totemic pastiche of goofy pratfalls and art gags metastasized, Lord have mercy, into an unlikely international smash, starring the Russian American whom the gods elect, Christ have mercy, to play the lead role, the completely ingratiating Andy Warhol. He plays an idiot savant, Lord have mercy, unaware of high culture, who finds a Coke bottle in Lower Manhattan. His life is spun around, Lord have mercy, by this mystical object. As with most Warhol movies, it looks slipshod, even amateurish at times, Christ have mercy. Yet its attitude is so bubbly, it's hard to resist. Proving visual comedy remains a true international language. Granted, O Lord, that millions around the world drink up. Andy Warhol for Photoshop. Are you a fan of Andy and pop art? Or do you simply adore the simple forms, splashed with wild color? This tutorial's for you. Step 1. Find an image. Double-click your soon-to-be masterpiece in Photoshop. Duplicate the background layer by dragging the icon of the layer window to duplicate. Rename. Step 2. Isolate the kissing couple. Delete the background walls and sofa. Cut out the couple with the pen tool. Set to Create Work Path. Avoid the eraser tool. Results won't be professional. Make Andy proud. Desaturate. Control plus Shift plus U. Crop until the image has a gripping composition. Adjust brightness, contrast. Apply cutout filter. Don't forget to save. Step 3 is repetitious. Create new layers by grabbing the rectangle tool. Drag to size. Save. Now Andy up the pixels in delirious colors. Unsure? See Warhol's Che Guevara times 12 as a guide. Try contrary combos, then link all layers. Fine-tune. Hue, saturation, control plus U. Step 4. Add a signature with a Sharpie. Scan. When you are happy, save. Andy Warhol for the psychologically disabled. The secret of Warhol's art? Social ineptitude. Love of uniformity, obsessive attention to detail, all are classic symptoms, say those who. The image of a soup tin repeating across a canvas, a row of Elvises, guns drawn, all are classic symptoms, say those who. His social ineptitude, his linguistic mask of monosyllables, difficulty recognizing friends, all are classic symptoms, say those who. His obsession with the uniformity of consumer goods, his always buying green cotton boxers, all are classic symptoms, say those who. His firm conviction that the green ones felt different than other colors, his antiquing sprees, all are classic symptoms, say those who. His antiques never taken out of the packaging, his house a mausoleum, his mother living in, all are classic symptoms, say those who. His mother installed in the basement apartment, painting, he played the same record 90 times, all are classic symptoms, say those who. Paint the artist as a hero to the psychologically disabled, who submitted a paper to the National Autistic Society suggesting Warhol bore its milder or higher functioning form, Asperger syndrome, often associated with prodigious talent. The theory has quickly gained ground among experts, some of whom were already working on the notion that Isaac Newton, Albert Einstein, L.S. Lowry, and Peter Sellers were all autistic, though in most of these cases, there is less surviving proof than in Warhol's. People, they say, will have seen Dustin Hoffman's portrayal of an autistic man in the film Rain Man. He refuses to wear his brother's underpants because they are not bought from Kmart. All are classic symptoms, say those who.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to Prosody. I'm Jan Beatty, and my guest tonight is the poet Peter Oresic. He's reading from his new book, Warhol-O-Rama. Peter, I want to ask you about, you know, sort of the obvious question, I guess, the idea for this project. Or the voice in the book talks about it all goes back to your mother and her experience and love of Warhol. And can you talk about how you came to write this book?
Yes, my mother is the start of this. When I was a kid in the 1960s, I walked home from school for lunch, and she made me a bologna sandwich and Campbell's chicken noodle soup, no lie. And I read my weekly reader in those days. It was a tabloid handout for elementary school kids to get current events. There was a story on Warhol and Campbell's soup cans. My mother looks at it after I showed her. I was kind of taken with the idea of the soup can, and she said, oh, he's my cousin. He's my second cousin on my mother's side. We're related. He's your cousin. And I laughed terribly hard, and my brothers and I, from that point on, they were older than me, used to tease her and say, you just can't say that. How would you know that? And so on. But literally for the next 30-plus years, I spent a lot of time wondering if I was a cousin, what that meant. But it certainly focused me in on his career and what he meant. And the first reaction, of course, was by the late 60s that people in my working class, Carpatho-Rusyn, church-going crowd felt that he was an abomination. So people stopped talking about him pretty shortly thereafter. But I've followed Andy over the years, and certainly the book began as this kind of insight I had, a real epiphany in a sense that he's a serial portraitist, Warhol is, and wouldn't it be fun to kind of do that with him as the subject? And I wrote 100 poems in a little over a year and picked 50 to put in this book.
Well, 100 poems in a year is really unusual, right? I mean, for you.
For me, it's very unusual.
Please tell me, because that's like a lot of poems. So
I treated it like a job.
Okay.
Like a factory job, as you would for Andy, right? So, but literally every week, a couple of poems, two poems.
You speak in the book about imitation and parody. Did you feel a very different writing process in the writing of these poems, and how was it different?
was different because I'm not the speaker in most of these poems. In fact, I'd say all of the poems, I am not the speaker. That was really extremely liberating. I could treat it like a job. I'm sitting down this week. I'm going to write 2 Andy Warhol poems. What points of view do I want to inhabit? What research do I need to do to find these perspectives? Mm-hmm. It meant it was a writing job. It wasn't the persona I might normally inhabit and needing to be thoughtful and careful and what do I personally sort of want to filter through. I found it liberating.
Okay. How about more poems, please?
Googleism for Andy Warhol. Andy Warhol is a dialect of Ukrainian. Andy Warhol is lost in my lava lamp. Andy Warhol is lurking at his own party like Gatsby. Andy Warhol is loath to say how much he's raking in. Andy Warhol is appropriating images. Andy Warhol is the first chapter in an old American story. Andy Warhol is to culture what strip mining is to West Virginia. Andy Warhol is famous for creating the character Andy Warhol. Andy Warhol is slowly beginning to recall his past life. Andy Warhol is short on words. Andy Warhol is Pope of Pop. Andy Warhol is expressing his fascination with capitalist commodity fetishism, with wit and camp good humor. Andy Warhol is too nice a man to be president. Andy Warhol is a chip off the old Dada. Andy Warhol is the Bill of Rights for inanimate objects. Andy Warhol is a painter whose works do not call for interpretation. Andy Warhol is one of many American celebrities at Tokyo Wax Museum. Andy Warhol is seduced by the idea he could have a soul of his own. Andy Warhol is art minus the art. Andy Warhol is New York City's smallest borough. Andy Warhol is just one example of how a star is born. Andy Warhol is deviating from slavish copying of inherited Byzantine forms. Andy Warhol is the only genius I've ever known with an IQ of 60. Andy Warhol is not often recognized as a key asset to Washington. Andy Warhol is to Norman Rockwell what Judas is to Jesus. Andy Warhol is the beneficiary of some seriously low expectations. Andy Warhol is a hammer. Everything is a nail to him. Andy Warhol is more is better. Andy Warhol is the idea of the collapse of grand narratives. Andy Warhol is a water sprite turned human turned water sprite. Andy Warhol is the confluence of the Allegheny and Monongahela. Andy Warhol is the vapor trail of American experience. Andy Warhol is the hub of East Slovakia and Transcarpathian Ukraine. Andy Warhol is viewed as something of a spent force in certain circles. Andy Warhol is a sucker for Sandra Dee and Tammy Tell Me True. Andy Warhol is dramatized in all his brilliance on this quartz movement wall clock. Andy Warhol is why the terrorists hate us. Andy Warhol is copyrighted and cannot be reproduced without consent. Andy Warhol is a way of thinking that so far has eluded precise definition. Andy Warhol is no soup can. Andy Warhol is never mentioned in scripture. Andy Warhol is not enjoying a post-game beer and masculine camaraderie. Andy Warhol is a major player in minor things. Andy Warhol is one of many artists we can deliver at a discount. Andy Warhol is one of those people in my life I would love to give something back to. Andy Warhol is a hospital where the beds must remain empty.
I love that one. I love the chip off the old Dada. That's great.
I have to say that poem is a computer-generated poem to some extent. A Googleism is a piece of software that two guys wrote a few years ago, and it takes Google searches but truncates them in interesting ways. So you parse out this kind of crazy non sequitur humor in the lines. So literally most each of those lines is a real web page phrase but toyed with.
Right, right. Yeah, you have to wonder what Andy Warhol will do with the computer. It makes your head go crazy.
Andy Warhol for St. John the Evangelist. After these things, Warhol showed himself again at table in Max's Kansas City, on Park Avenue South betwixt 17th and 18th Streets. There were together Viva and Paul Morrissey, called the Producer, and Undine of the Land of Sodom, and other of his disciples. When they had dined, two Pharisees approached and saith unto him, Hast thou rethought thy lifestyle since the shooting? This they said, tempting him, that they might have grounds to accuse him. But the wigged one, with his finger, wrote in the mashed potatoes, as though he heard them not. Then he saith unto them, sort of, I can't tell. So when they continued asking him, he lifted himself up, adjusting the winding cloth, girding his wounds, and he saith unto them, I'm trying to decide if I should pretend to be real or fake it. I always thought people are kidding, but now I know they don't. The Pharisees therefore said unto him, Thou bearest record of thyself. Then spake Warhol again unto them, saying, To pretend something is real, I need to try and fake it. Then people might think I'm doing it for real. Then the Pharisees said, Didst thou have complicity in thy shooting? Dost thou not encourage the people to act out dark fantasies? Warhol answered, I don't know what people do. I watch. I think they're always kidding. One of the Pharisees persisteth, Did thy superstar shoot real dope in Maidens of Chelsea? What saith thee? And he said unto them, I don't know, really. I thought they were kidding. They said unto him, Now J. Edgar Hoover in the law commanded us that thou should such be stoned, but what sayest thee? Warhol laughed. Clinically I died, now I'm alive. Then answered the Pharisees and said unto him, Say we not well that thou hast a devil? Warhol said unto them, Since the shooting, it's all a dream to me. I don't know if I'm alive or dead. And they which heard it went out one by one, and every man went unto his own house.
If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Prosody. I'm Jan Beatty, and my guest tonight is the poet Peter Oresic, reading from his new book, Warhol-O-Rama, published by Carnegie Mellon University Press. Peter, I really like how you have imitated Warhol in the form of the book, in the sense of, you know, cataloging the notes, the indexing, layering, sequencing, etc. Is that something you knew you were always going to do when you started out?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I decided from the very beginning that I had to use Warholian techniques, appropriation, layering, cutting, pasting, twisting to get the meaning on the head. And I really believe that that's what kept me going with the project. It's so different from the way I would normally write, but I found it quite liberating because I knew I was aping his style, and that there was a lot of energy to be had in doing that.
Mm-hmm. Did you run into the question of limits, as in the what are the limits of imitation and parody sort of colliding with the craft of poetry, and when does it stop being poetry? Was that an issue?
It is an issue in my head, but I tried to censor that or to not pay attention to that critic, because the product had to be truly Warholian, in which case no holds barred. I did write 100 poems, so once I had them all down, I then put my critic hat on and had my readers advise me as to which worked better and why and so on. Mm-hmm. But it was daring in the sense that I wanted it to be some of the poems flat intentionally and unpoetic, but within the context of the whole manuscript sort of work.
Right,
as a result.
Right. Okay.
Andy Warhol for Pittsburgh. Andy Warhol, I've given you all and now I'm nothing. 2,358,695 souls, February 2nd, 2007. I can't stand my own renaissance. Warhol, when will we end the culture wars? Screw you with your tomato soup can. I'm shifting into healthcare and financial services. Don't bother me. No more picture postcards till Renaissance 3. Warhol, when will you be straight with me? When will you take off that blasphemous wig? When will you be worthy of my million yunzers? Why are my libraries full of co-eds from New Jersey? I'm sick of your pansy demands. Show me the money. When can I go to Congress and win subsidies with my good looks? After all, Warhol, it is you who are the superstar, even in the afterlife. Am I the congregation for the causes of saints? Your factory overwhelms me. There must be some other way to settle our dispute. Carnegie's in hell. I don't think he's coming back. It's sinister. Are you being sinister? Or is this just another practical joke? Andy, the Adopt-a-Bus program is failing. Andy, I don't read the papers anymore. Every day a drive-by shooting. Andy, I feel sentimental about the homestead strike. Andy, I was a Catholic worker as a kid, and I'm not sorry. I sit on Mount Washington for days on end and stare at my bridges. When I go to Station Square, I get drunk and never get laid. My Visitors Bureau thinks I'm perfect. I refuse to gerrymander my 18th congressional district. My fourth river is cosmically vibrating. I lost my jobs to India, Andy, and all I got was this lousy T-shirt. Andy Warhol, I've fallen and I can't get up. The Sun Belt is rising against me. I must consider my natural resources. My natural resources consist of 10,000 hills and 446 bridges and one bronze statue of Roberto Clemente. I say nothing of my think tanks, nor my robots of Carnegie Mellon, toiling the doodah day under the sprightly muzak of Stephen Foster. I have abolished the brothels of the North Side. My ambition is to be capital city, despite that I'm a Catholic. Warhol, how can I write a holy litany? Warhol, how can I write a holy litany to your vacuous mop? Warhol, I'll sell you wigs, 500 apiece, 50 down on your old wig. Warhol, just say no to amphetamines. Warhol, give Valerie Solanas reason not to squeeze the trigger. Warhol, I hate to be nebby, but you're acting like a jagoff. Warhol, when I was 7, Mum took me to seminary days at Saints Cyril and Methodius. When you visited your nephew there, we prayed together for vocations, and the Bubbas sold us cabbage rolls, and the Novenas held out promise. Everyone was angelic and sentimental about our Holy Mother, the church behind the Iron Curtain. Still making movies, Andy? Screen test me, Andy Warhol. You love me in The Deer Hunter. You like my Groundhog Day? Here's the pitch. The Twilight Zone meets It's a Wonderful Life meets Buñuel's The Exterminating Angel. It occurs to me I relive February 2nd over and over. Welcome home, Warhol. It's the standard issue grave. Sonny and Cher, I got you, babe. Clock radio, 6 a.m. Smash the radio, kick the radio. They won't shut up. Heaven help us, Andy Warhol. Andy Warhol, this is quite serious. Andy Warhol, this is the impression I get from looking in the television. Andy Warhol, I want to live again. Please, Andy Warhol, I want to live again. Zoom in, the icy bridge. Cue, the falling snow. What do you know, Andy Warhol? My lip's bleeding. Zuzu's petals? Zuzu's petals. Every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings. That's right, Andy Warhol, that's right. Put your queer shoulder to the rope and ring the holy bells. Attaboy, Andy Warhol, attaboy. Andy Warhol for familiar quotations. Andy Warhol said, always leave them wanting less. Being born, Warhol said, is like being kidnapped. Everyone will be famous, Andy said, for 15 minutes. I thought everyone was just kidding, said Andy. Being born, Andy Warhol said, is like being kidnapped. Think rich, said Warhol. Look poor. I thought everyone was just kidding, said Andy. Dying, Andy said, is the most embarrassing thing. Think rich, said Andy Warhol. Look poor. I am a deeply superficial man, said Warhol. Dying, Andy said, is the most embarrassing thing. Andy said, I'd like my tombstone to be blank. I am a deeply superficial man, said Andy Warhol. Fashions fade, Warhol said, but style is eternal. Andy said, I'd like my tombstone to be blank. Isn't life, said Andy, a series of images that repeat? Fashions fade, Andy Warhol said, but style is eternal. Everyone will be famous, Warhol said, for 15 minutes. Isn't life, said Andy, a series of images that repeat? Andy said, always leave them wanting less. Isn't life, said Andy, a series of images that repeat? Isn't life, said Andy, a series of images that repeat? Andy Warhol for Pilgrims. So much depends upon a red soup can glazed with rainwater atop the black granite.
Okay, I think we have time for just one more, Peter, if you have one there.
Andy Warhol for Malicious Programmers. The holy grail of hackers, according to Reuters, is the Warhol worm. And according to Google News, this hyper-virulent random number generator seeds itself, according to Caltech experts, via twisted code variables so that it hitless scans for its initial propagation and permutation scans in order to crawl an exponential curve, then zooms it, its 8.5-second doubling only slightly slowed by the rapid collapse of servers, then networks. Total internet infection in virtually minutes. 14.8674309 minutes, believe it or not, according to the NSA's analysis. Echoing, according to Hackblog, the artist's famed dictum about a future fame, both global and ephemeral.
That's the poetry of Peter Oresic reading from his book Warhol-O-Rama. That was wonderful, Peter. I want to end with just asking one question about pleasure. It seems that you might have had a good time writing this book.
I had too good of a time writing the book.
Because it's just great to listen to, and it makes you happy listening, and it seems like that was fun.
It was a blast. Okay. It really was.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Prosody, WYEP's weekly show featuring the work of poets and writers. Writers appearing on Prosody also have their work showcased on Chapter and Verse, a biweekly feature in Pittsburgh City Paper, the Arts Entertainment News Weekly, published every Wednesday. Prosody is produced by Jan Beatty and Ellen Wadey. Our sound engineers are Ben Cole and Michelle Stoner. Please tune in every Tuesday night at 7 for Prosody, independent public radio, 91.3 WYEP.